Today we're doing Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis of Maseches Brachos. We got to Amar Rav Nachman last time, seven lines down on the page. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to talk a lot about the sources for the different parts of benching, how we know that we have all these different brachos in benching, what parts of these are Doraisa and Derabanan, and how we know Bracha Rishona, all these kinds of things. That's the topic of today's Amud. It is interesting, if you were to think about where you learn about Birch Samazon and Bracha Rishona, you can't pinpoint a single daf in Masechas Brachos. It's sort of scattered throughout the Masechta. We've already had discussions about how we know Birch Samazon and how we know Bracha Rishona, you know, Asolanos Mel Mazeblo Bracha. We already had discussions about how I know that you're supposed to recite a Birch Satorah, and remember where that was? Birch Satorah. Yud Aleph was all about the text of Birch Satorah, and Chaf Aleph, we have the source, the Pasuk Kishem Hashem Ekra, excellent. And Gavla Hashemiti. So we already had a lot of this discussion, but over here it's going to, different shitos that we're going to be quoting in this Amud. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Moshe tikein them the Yisrael birch hazon b'shah shiyar lehaman. Moshe Rabbeinu was misakein. He formulated, he instituted the first bracha of benching when the man fell. Now, tikein them the Yisrael, does that sound like a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? D'rabbanan. Moshe gave us the Torah, right? But Moshe was also a rabbi. Moshe made takanos d'rabbanan also. So Moshe formulated the words of the first bracha of benching when the man fell. Yoshua tikkun am birchas ha'aretz b'shar shenichzu la'aretz. Yoshua formulated the words of the second bracha of benching, which is all about the land, all about Israel, when he brought the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael. Makes a lot of sense, right? David and Shlomo tiknu bona Yerushalayim. David and Shlomo tag teamed to be misakin the bracha of bona Yerushalayim. Why does that make sense? Yeah, they were the ones that built up Yerushalayim as we know it, or as we knew it. David tikein al Yisrael amecha val Yerushalayim irecha, uShlomo tikein al habayis hagadol vaKadosh. Which parts of the bracha were each one misakin? Well, exactly what you would have expected. David about Yerushalayim and Klal Yisrael, Shlomo about Habayis HaGadol VeHaKadosh, which is another word for Beis HaMikdash. Makes sense that Shlomo would be the one talking about the Beis HaMikdash. He is, after all, the one who built it, even though we do refer to the Beis HaMikdash as Sukkas David, right? We say in benching on Sukkas, Harachman Yakum Lanu Es, Sukkas David on a fellas. What kind of Sukkah did David have that fell down? No, it's about the Beis HaMikdash. Sukkas David, it's about the... We do call it David's house in a certain sense because David laid all the groundwork for it to happen. It couldn't have happened if not for the wars that David fought, if not for all the materials that David collected, if not for everything that David put in place, Shlomo would not have been able to build the Beis HaMikdash. So David sort of set it up, but Shlomo's the one that actually saw it come to fruition. Hatova Meitiv, B'Yavnek Tiknua, can I get a Ruge Beitar? Hatova Meitiv, they were misakin in Yavne because of the Haruge Beitar. What? Haruge means people who are killed. Hatov and Meitiv sounds like things that are good. What's good about death? Oh, no. So that's on Lassa Lava. The Amr Rav Masna, the Gemara explains right away. The Amr Rav Masna, Oso Hayom Shenitnu Haruge Beitar Likvura. The very day that the Aruge Beitar, that they were allowed to bury them, they were able to bury them. So that was a great chesed, that they were finally able to bury them. They didn't have to just lie bibizayon out in the field. So tiknu biyavna, hatov ha-meitiv. That's when they were misakin the bracha of hatov ha-meitiv in Yavna. Hatov shalo esrichu. It's good that the bodies did not decompose and rot and stink. Va-meitiv shenit l'kvura. And it's hametiv that they were able to be buried. So, main point number one. First bracha of benching was formulated by Moshe when the man fell. Second bracha by Yehoshua when they went into Eretz Yisrael. Third bracha by David and Shlomo. And the fourth bracha in Yavne. And they were able to bury the Aruge Beta.
So we said Hatov HaMeitiv. One of the opinions on when you hear that someone died on the following days is that you say Hatov
HaMeitiv. No, you did it right. We don't pass now. We say Baruch Chai and Ha'emes. Right. That's true. Good. Tanu Rabbanan. Seder Birch Samazon Kachi. Here's the order of Birchas Hamazon. Here's what you do. Bracha Rishona, Birchas Hazan. The first bracha should be Hazan. We all know this. You can open up a Siddur and find it. Shnia, second bracha, Birchas Haaretz. Good, exactly what you'd expect. Shlishis, third bracha, Bona Yerushalayim. We have that too. Revius, Hatova Meitiv. Excellent. Very familiar to all of us. Right? Svardim also? All of us. We all have this. Ubishabbos, and what do you do on Shabbos? You know you have to add something on Shabbos, so where do you add it? Bishabbos, maschil b'nechama u'mesayim b'nechama. Take the bracha of Bani Yerushalayim, start it like you normally would, conclude it like you normally would, but somewhere in the middle, what do you throw in? V'omer kedush sayom be'emtza. You say something about the kedush of Shabbos in the middle. What do we call that? Let's say, good. Rav Lazar says, no! You want to say Ritzay during Bona Yerushalayim? Great, that's fine, you can. You want to say Ritzay during the second bracha of benching? Also good. You want to say Ritzay in the fourth bracha of benching? Omra, also good. So according to Rabbi Lazar, where do you say Ritzay? The second bracha, third bracha, fourth bracha, whatever you feel like. Apparently, except for the first. Right? Not the first bracha. V'cham omrim, eino omra, elo b'necham b'lvad. V'cham say, no, it's got to only be in Bona Yerushalayim. Cannot be anywhere else. So ask the Gemara, we had three opinions. First opinion was in Bona Yerushalayim. Second opinion was brachas 2, 3, or 4. Third opinion was only in Bona Yerushalayim. So what's the obvious kasha? First and third are the same opinion. Chachamim, hainu tanakama. They seem to be saying the same thing. And so Gemara, ikabinayu diyavet. Now, the difference between them is look how much more strongly the Chachamim said it. Eino omra ela b'nechama b'lvad. It can only be said in the Chama, meaning that if you say it anywhere else, you got to repeat. Whereas the Tanakhama would say, look, you're really supposed to say it in Bona Yerushalayim. It's not like you have options here. But if you didn't, you said it somewhere else, that would work too. That's the Machlokas. So main point number two, three opinions where to put Ritzei. Tanakhama, ideally in Bona Yerushalayim. Tanakhama would say ideally lechatchila in Bona Yerushalayim. Rabbi Lazar in brachas 2, 3, or 4, and the Chachamim, it must be in Bona Yerushalayim. No options. Must be in Bona Yerushalayim. Good. Tan Rabbanan, we have a braisa. Minay lebirchas hamazon min haTorah. How do I know on a doraisa level that one is supposed to recite birchas hamazon? Shenemar, because the pasuk says viachalta, visavata, uverachta, zu birchas hazan. So that word uverachta right there is a reference to the first bracha of benching. Es Hashem elokecha zu birchas hazimun. Es Hashem elokecha teaches me the bracha of zimun. What's the bracha of Zimun? The Rabbi Sain of Reich, yeah, that whole section. Allah Aretz, Zubir Chasaretz. Allah Aretz is a reference to the second bracha of benching. Hatova, Zuban Yerushalayim. Hatova is a reference to the third bracha of benching. V'cheinu Omer, Har Hatova Zeval Vanon, Ashanas Alchad. Val Vanon. And it says, Har Hatova Zeval Vanon. So that's how we see that Hatova is a reference to Yerushalayim. Asher nasanlecha zu hatova meitiv. Asher nasanlecha, that's a reference to the fourth bracha of benching, meaning all of them are alluded to in the pasuk. So we're getting a very different picture than we got previously on this amud. Previously we had all four were takanos d'rabbanan at different stages in history. Moshe, Yeshua, David, Shlomo, Haruge Beitar. Now we're getting all from the pasuk. And what do we know la'alacha? What do we assume? The first three are Daraisa, Hatova Meitiv is Drabana. Okay. Eli Elo Liachrov. And from all this, we only see that you have to bench after you eat food. Lefan of Minayin. How do I know that you have to say a bracha before you eat food? So I would have said, oh, what do you mean, how do I know you have to say a bracha before you eat food? You have to learn brachos daf. Ooh, who remembers? What? Lamed Hey. To know that you say a bracha before you eat food. And you'll have a whole discussion over there about how you know that you have to say a bracha. And at the end of the day, a svara, you can't get hana from olam hazeh without a bracha, or la'ashem aratum loa, or ha'shemayim shemayim la'ashem aratum l'asal v'nei adam, kan koda bracha, kan niyacha bracha, or it's all midrabanan, which sounds like the real maskana. Look what the Gemara says over here. How do I know you have to say a bracha before you eat food? Totally different thing. Kal v'chomer. It's a kal v'chomer.
They tried this
kal v'chomer. Correct, it appears there as well. Kishu savem v'varech. But the rest don't appear over here. Kishu savem v'varech. Kishu rav l'kal shken. If you say a bracha when you're satiated, of course you say a bracha when you're hungry. Why is that a kal v'chomer? Why is it so obvious that if you say a bracha when you're full, then of course you can say a bracha when you're hungry? I would think when I'm full, I have what to be thankful for, and I'm hungry, I don't have what to be thankful for.
If one's right in front of you, you're hungry, you're excited.
Ah, so when are you more excited about the food? When you're hungry, and it comes, that's when you're most excited about the food. But once you've already eaten the food, you're less excited about it. Okay. Rebbe Omer Einot Tzarech. Rebbe says, you don't need that source, I have a different source. Let's go through that pasuk again. Like we said before, that's a reference to the bracha of Hazan, first bracha mentioned. Aval birchas hazimun migadol Hashem iti nafka. Birchas hazimun we learn from the pasuk of gadol Hashem iti. Ala aretz zubirchas aretz. Ala aretz, the words ala aretz in the pasuk is a reference to the second bracha mentioned. Hatova, the word hatova in the pasuk zu bonu Yerushalayim, a reference to the third bracha of mentioning. And how do I know Atova means Yerushalayim? Because V'cheinu Omer Ha'ar Atova Zev Alvana. Hatova Meitiv, where do we get Atova Meitiv from? Not from the Pasuk. B'Yavne Tiknuha. That came from Yavne. So this presentation of it has the first three actually coming from the Torah, and the fourth one being a Takana Derabanan. But now we have Ein Li'el Eliachrav. I would only know from all this to say brachos after eating. Lefanav minayin. How do I know to say brachos before eating? So far, how many sources do we have on this amud for saying a bracha rishona? So far, we only had one. And what was it? A kal v'chomer. Look what we do now. How do I know? Oh, by the way, before we see it, when you listen from a kal v'chomer, what is that? Din d'oraisa, din d'rabanan, what is that? It's d'oraisa. Something that's kal v'chomer is din d'oraisa. How do I know? Rabbi Shmuel Omer, there are 13 ways to derive dinim d'oraisa from the Torah when it doesn't say it explicitly in the pasuk, and all those ways create dinim d'oraisa. There's a machlokas whether those dinim d'oraisa have the status of Torah shebichsav or Torah shebal peh, but they definitely have the status of dinim d'oraisa. Good? You have to ask whether it has the status of Torah Shabbat or Torah Shabbat, either way it's Din D'Oraisa. That's a good question. Prima Gadin discusses it in the Psicha Klalos. But anyway, so now we're going to have our second possible source, that there's a bracha before you eat food. Tamalomar Asher Nasa Lecha. Mi Shanasa Lecha. From the moment it's given to you. It says Asher Nasa Lecha, so it's from the moment it's given to you. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Eino Tzarech. No, you don't need that source. Hareyu Omer. Pasuk says, "Uvarech eslach mechaves mimecha." Al tikri uvirech elu uvarech. Not uvirech, that the bread itself will be blessed, but that you will say a blessing on the bread. So that is a pasuk. Where's that pasuk? Shemos, which means din d'oraisa. So we had one from a kal v'chomer, two more sources from psukim in the Torah, right? And let's just finish up this source. It says, when is food still called lechem? Kodem sheyachlenu, before you eat it. Why, after you eat it, what's it called? It's called digested material. I don't know, whatever it is. It's not bread anymore. It's no longer appetizing. Rabbi Nosson Omer, eino tzarech. Rabbi Nosson says, I got a fourth source for bracha rishona. Harei Omer, the pasuk says, where's this pasuk? Shmuel. So right away we know that this din is, we call it something else. It's not a divrei Kabbalah. It's midivrei Kabbalah, midivrei Nevi'im, right? Divrei Kabbalah. So there's not quite a d'oraisa, but what are we darshin? Pasuk says, "Kivoachem ha'ir, kein timotzu noso b'terem yala habamasa lechol." A whole parsha, a whole megillah over here. What's going on over here? Shmuel Aleph, right? Shmuel Aleph? Shmuel Aleph, yeah. So you know this, because you learned this in fifth grade, and then you get an eighth grade, and then you get a ninth grade. Right? So what was going on over here? When you come into the city, you can find him there if you catch him before he goes up to the bama to eat, because when he goes up to eat, no one's going to eat until he's there, because they bless and then they eat. Who's looking for who? And who's explaining where to find him? So this is Shaul looking to find Shmuel. And who's he talking to? Who's giving him directions? A bunch of women. So a group of women. Where can I find the prophet? Oh, well, he has this eating thing and he likes to eat. So when he eats, before he goes, if you catch him before he gets there, and they go to the bama, and they essentially there. They could have said there. But instead, they say this entire long Megillah. Now, part of that Megillah is that there's a bracha, and then achre ken yochel akrum, then they eat. So, but the Gemara says, but we can't ignore the obvious question. V'kol kach lama. Why do they have to say this whole Megillah? You know, just tell him where he is. Gemara has three answers to that question. Number one, l'fisha nashim dabrani osein, because they're women. And that's what women do. Shmuel amar, second possibility. Kedei l'istakel b'yaf yoshel sha'ul. Shaul was exceptionally handsome, and they enjoyed carrying on a longer conversation with him so that they could look at him for longer. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, "Mishich Mamala Gavo Mikol Am," he was head and shoulders taller than everybody else. He was this strikingly good-looking man, and they wanted to keep on talking so that he would stay there. Yeah, that's his. But he's got to get an answer. He's waiting for an answer, and they're just talking and talking. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan says, third possibility, she'in malchus nogas b'chavirta afilu kamlo nima. See, once Shaul finds Shmuel, Shaul is going to become the king. Previously, there was no king, but there was a great leader for the Jewish people, and his name was Shmuel. There was a predetermined time in Shemayim that the transfer of power was supposed to happen. And it couldn't happen 1 second earlier or 1 second late. It had to happen at exactly the right time. So Shaul was a little early, so God had to stall him a little bit. So he had these women talk and talk and talk to stall him for a few seconds so that the conversation would end, lead him to the place where he needed to be at exactly the right time. But bottom line, what we were really discussing over here initially was we had four different sources, and this will be main point number three, four different sources for reciting a bracha rishona. One from a Kal Vachomer, two from Pesukim in the Torah, and one from Pasuk Midivrei Kabbalah, Pasuk in the Navi. So far in this Amud we have discussed the source of the brachos of benching, and the source of the idea that you say a bracha before you eat food. So it's been all about food. Now we shift over into saying a bracha on Torah. Right? Ve'en yelo birchas hamazon. Birchas haTorah minayim. I only see from all these sources that we've discussed birchas hamazon. How do I know that you are supposed to recite a bracha when learning Torah, before learning Torah? Am Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, here's source number one: Kal v'chomer al chayei sha'a mevarich al chayei olam habo lo kol shkein. For fleeting pleasures of this world, you say a bracha. Isn't it therefore obvious that you should say a bracha for eternal life, chayei olam habo? Rabbi Chiya bar Nachmani, Talmid of Rabbi Shmuel, Amr Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Chiya bar Nachmani, student of Rabbi Shmuel, said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, "Ein tzarich. I don't need that source. Harei Omer." It says that you make a bracha on the Aretz HaTov Asher Nasalach, and that's about Torah. It is? Yeah, because Ulalanu Omer, the Pasuk also says, that Nalicha es Luchos HaEved V'atorah V'amitzvah Asher Ksavti L'Arosa. So that Nalicha, I will give to you, just like Asher Nasalach. So you see, attain, Nasan. So it's a reference to Torah. Rav Meir Omer, Minayin Shekshem Shem Varech Al Tova Kachem Varech Al Ra. How do I know that just like one says a blessing over good things that happen, so too he says a blessing over bad things? Tamal Omer Asher Nasan Lecha Hashem Elokecha Asher Dayancha. However he judged you, B'chol Din Shadancha, however God decided to act towards you, bein midatova, bein midapranas, whether it's something you could readily appreciate or whether it's something that is more challenging. We don't believe that bad things happen. We believe that challenging things happen and that we don't understand everything that happens. And we say a bracha for all of those things. Rabbi Yudah Mesera Omer, Rabbi Yudah Mesera says, a third possibility for how I know Birchas HaTorah. So far, what did we have? We had one Kal V'Chomer for Birchas HaTorah. What was the Kal V'Chomer? For Birchas HaTorah. Excellent. Second source we had was Agzer Shava, right? The word Nasan came in both places. Ribim Seir Omer, a third place. Enotar, Harei Omer, Tova Hatova. The Torah uses the word Hatova, so we can make two drushes. Tova Zutora. Tova is a reference to Torah. V'chein Omer, how do I know Tova is a reference to Torah? Because the Pasuk says, Ki lekach Tov Nasati Lachem. So you see, Torah is called Tov. Hatova zubin Yerushalayim. Hatova, the extra hey, teaches us bin Yerushalayim. B'cheinu Omer, Hahar Hatov hazev elvanam. This good mountain is a reference to Jerusalem. So main point number four, three sources for Birchas HaTorah. Kal V'chomer, Agzeir Shava, and directly from a pasuk. Kal V'chomer, Agzeir Shava. Yeah, right. Not a foolish pasuk, but right. A ribuy in a pasuk, let's call it. A ribuy in a pasuk. It's good. It's always good to be able to say over after you learn something, at least the Shakla V'Tarya, you know, by heart or close to it. You know, what did we learn today? I was just listening to Rabbi Eli Baruch Shulman, one of the Rosh Yeshiva NYU, gave a shir on learning bi'iyum, a shmuz on learning bi'iyum. And he said that when he was learning in Lakewood, one of his rabbis, I think Rosh Nar Cutler, told him that whenever you want to really analyze the sugya b'iyun, you should first be able to say the Shakla V'Tarya of the Gemara Rashi Tosfos Bal Peh. If you can say the Shakla V'Tarya, just the basic what happens in the Gemara Bal Peh, then you're ready to start analyzing. A lot of times guys are like, you know, you give them Mar Makomos with a Gemara and some Rishonim, so they're looking through the Gemara, oh, this Gemara is so hard, let's just skip to the Rishonim. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work. You got to make sure. You got to make sure you understand what it says on the page and be fluent enough to remember when you're analyzing it what it actually said on the page. So that's critical. Okay.